This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Program is a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Now it is time for Radio Law Talk, heard on more than 50 radio stations across the United States of America and always on RadioLawTalk.com. And here now today, sitting in for Fred Penny, the host of the show, who's going to be your Denise. It's going to be Mr. Todd Kunin. Hello, Todd. How are you today? Good morning to you. Morning, afternoon, whatever the day is.
Well, yes, it's intro by acapella. That's
well, you know, when the computer says I'm not going to play, then it doesn't play.
Cal has the most temperamental computer over there. I swear, and we've been doing this show for 4 years now, and you know, Cal goes over to go and hit something, and I guarantee you there's part of that computer is like, I'm not going to do it.
That's exactly what happened.
I did not agree with your case or no case. I just don't think so.
Petulant child.
Yeah, you send it. Cal sends an email. You sent an email to another woman, didn't you? Well, it's an HP. You sent an email to a Mac, didn't you? I don't even know if I can look at you.
Who are you?
I'm not playing your intro. Yes, Todd Kunin here, sitting in for Fred Penny to the in the position of prominence. There's a lot of P's there. Denise Dirks, social distance, mind you, seated to my right. How are you, Denise?
I'm well.
Can you believe we've already gone through 2 hours of this show?
No, it went really fast, and I feel like we need to complete our discussion on the law.
You complete me on my discussion of the law. Denise, I'm giving you the heart emoji.
That's what I'm trying to say to this computer. It's not listening to me.
Cal does the heart thing. The computer comes back. We can't see this on video, but that's what the computer is saying.
You're number one, buddy.
So listen, we've been talking about tech companies, and we're going to get into it. We're not talking politics, but we are going to talk about some laws and some things that are attendant to the upcoming election. There's been yet another challenge submitted to and subsequently rejected by the Supreme Court as it relates to ballot counting and timing and things like that. I want to go over really quickly just what this whole Electoral College thing is and why some of this, what's going on now with the change in mail-in ballots and how the Electoral College might have been created for that. We're also going to talk about some strange stuff happening in the state of California with regard to, we've been teasing this one, with regard to people.
Not strange things in California. Come on.
Yes. Strange things in California that the state is still causing businesses to make payments on permits even though they shut them down for the pandemic. We have the sex cult guy was sentenced, and some interesting claims and statements he made with regard to that. What else do we have here? We do this. What is it? We do this thing. I see these initials: C O N C, case or no case?
The mighty conch.
The mighty conch. Cal Conkus in with case or no case.
Nope, not going to do it.
Yeah, because he's got to click on the computer. The computer's like, I'm not doing case.
Still getting the computer to fire. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that dog in that YouTube video when the guy says, you know what I got outside for you? I got a kid. Oh, come on. Have you seen
that? I haven't seen that one. My favorite one is the dog who is trash talking his friends at the Far Side cartoon, and he's in the back of the car, and he's yelling out the, ha, 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 Biff, after we go to the grocery store, and then over here, I'm going to the vet to get tutored. Like, oops. you might have heard that one wrong.
Forgive me if I don't play the intro. I'll do it this way.
All right, we'll do it both.
And now it's time to play case or no case. James Icky Vargas. His street name was Icky. A cocaine dealer. A regular entrepreneur. He'd buy his coke in large discounted quantities many times from overseas or South America. Then he'd cut it with a little whey protein, mark it all up 50%, package his product with a little bindles and resell it, and he made himself buku dinars. Lots of money. Did well for himself.
But one of his customers had just been arrested and was offered a deal if she would turn in who her dealer was. Cynthia Wanda Turner asked if there was a more subtle way than to just rat him out. She said, if I just rat him out, I'm not going to last on the street 10 minutes. A prosecutor said he had a clever idea that it might work. It involved headlines that he could get generated from his girlfriend, a newspaper reporter from the Detroit Free Press. He said, let's file a legal case against him, $2 million, alleging fraud because of the altered cocaine. Icky would be off the streets. He'd be out of business because he'd be broke and his street reputation would be ruined. So I ask you, Mr. Cunha, let's go first. And let's see if my system is working here. I'm going to ask you first, case or no case. There we go. Okay, it's working, I guess.
You know, I mean, as soon as you said he was cutting the cocaine with whey protein.
Yeah.
This is how my mind works. The first thing I thought was Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and cocaine cut with whey protein.
Well,
you know, the spider comes down like, dude, you going to cut me a line? What's up? Good heavens. Oh, you've ruined Little Miss Muffet for me. Okay. I'm going to say, this actually sounds very...
interesting.
Well, it sounds interesting because at the end of the day, even though they shut down Icky's business, because if they did that using the newspaper headline, you could still prosecute him for everything, and she is still the chief witness against him. And I guess the only idea here would be, well, if we cut his business down, you wouldn't be in jeopardy of being, you know, whacked by anybody because you took away their drug dealer, because they're all gonna go against him because they find out they've been getting subgrade product.
Yeah, ripped off, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was the theory behind it. Yeah.
What the heck? I'll say that this is a case. Now, the question here is, when you ask who prevails, well, the question is whether or not they were able to prosecute Icky for the stuff. So I'm going to say it's a case, and as a result, Wanda became Wanda became a cooperative witness in the state versus Icky for drug distribution.
She's now living in Alabama in the witness protection program.
Yes.
Okay, Denise, what say you?
Is kind of strange.
Al gave us one that's strange?
Yes, because in this one, you said they had the clever idea of having a headline from the Detroit Free Press saying that Icky commits fraud because of the... altered cocaine.
Well, I think the headline was going to say cocaine dealer charged with fraud was what he was going for. He wanted to say cocaine dealer charged with fraud, eliminating his credibility as a coke dealer on the street.
And who's he in that sentence?
The DA prosecuting, going after Wanda.
Oh, so the DA did this.
Yeah.
No, this is going to turn backfire on the DA. Something really bad happens. This is a scenario, and it's something bad happens. So I'm going to say that it results in a civil case, Icky versus a DA, and the DA loses.
If only Icky had cut it with soy-based protein instead of whey.
Right. Well, unfortunately, let's see, am I right in my timing? 14? Yeah. Unfortunately, we're going to have to just hang on for a little bit and get the answer to our case or no case after we take our first break from this hour. Right.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Yeah, we can stretch out for a little bit. Do we go at 14:50 or 15:50?
15. Wait, we want to be at a 15:30.
We'll do that. We, you know what? We're still going to take the answer after the break while we pontificate and opine about the travesty that Icky committed on people of making a substandard product. He is definitely not the Breaking Bad of Detroit with what he was doing.
Okay, so then what I'm going to do, because we really do have time, I messed up and I apologize. That's how my head's been working today.
I blame it on the computer.
Thank you.
Yes.
It is very distracting. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Those of you who said it was a case, that was Todd and Denise, correct? Both of you said it's a case? Yes, okay. Well, it's actually... in a terrible druggy movie. So, I just made it up, and I admit it, so I apologize if I offended you.
You know, Cal, give yourself some credit, because over the course of the pandemic, and we're coming up on the break here, but I have seen a lot of Netflix, and let me tell you something. After you get through the A-list movies and start down the B-list and the C-list movies, that plot was actually very good.
Maybe I can get it produced. We'll be right back with Kayser with more on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
All advertising. All right, so here we are back. We've had the case or no case. Both of us fell prey to the soothsaying machinations of Cal Hunter.
I can't do that, Cal.
And there you go. From now on, when Cal has issues with the computer, just imagine that the computer that he's got, I mean, from our perspective, I feel like I'm looking at Cal in Mission Control anyway. And so it's really, he's reenacting the whole scenario from 2001 Space Odyssey. So when he clicks on something to run the intro, the computer essentially says, I can't run that, Cal.
And I'm not going to.
I'm not going to run. Why did you go for the hatch, Cal? So, we've been teasing this one for the last 2 hours here on this show. California, if you hadn't noticed, over the last, 9, 10 months, maybe 11, we as a nation have been dealing with a pandemic, if you will. A pandemic not the likes of that which we've seen in any recent time, but the coronavirus has really caused a shutdown of a lot of things, and California was very adamant that several businesses, including bars and liquor stores, shut down because those are establishments in which the virus was suspected to be readily transmitted from one person to another, so they shut those businesses down. And you know what? Out of the goodness of their hearts, the state of California also decided that people would not be charged fees for liquor licenses. Now, in this statement that I have just given, there has been one truth and two lies.
Well,
where were the lies in that statement? What did the state of California do to these businesses after shutting them down, Denise?
But don't worry, they want to help you.
We're from the government. We're here to help.
They didn't give any relief to any of these shuttered liquor stores or restaurants that were serving alcohol or any of that. They're still charging the full cost for the liquor license.
So it costs you money. So we want to charge you for the privilege, for the license, to be able to serve alcohol in your stores. Now,
which, by the way, in California is a very valuable commodity.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, people pay high prices for those. Yeah.
But here's the rub. We're not going to let you actually operate those businesses so that you can actually serve the alcohol.
Wait a minute.
But we're going to charge you for the right.
How can I pay a fee for a license when I don't have any income because you shut me down, Your Honor? How does that work?
And on top of that, they're charging a 50% penalty for those unpaid license fees.
If you don't pay the fee because you can't afford it, because it's thousands of dollars and you have generated zero revenue over this period of time, well, here's how we're going to help. We're going to go ahead and charge a 50% surcharge on top of the fee that you owe. So if you owed us $10,000, now you owe us $15,000.
Do you think the legislature's been sleeping on the job on this point?
They're ignoring them because a lot of people have been trying to get their legislatures there to discuss it. A lot of people have been trying to do it, and it just hasn't gotten any traction.
That is absurd.
You know, and so, you can see...
Well, how do the legislatures get paid?
Exactly. You know, well, and you could see them going, how do we fund these programs and everything that we've got if we don't continue to generate this revenue, if we don't continue to collect this? It's like, it reminded me of when people were saying, well, because of the coronavirus, there should be a halt on anybody who has to pay rent. All rent should not be paid because none of the people work. Okay, maybe that's a good idea, but if you're not halting the mortgage payments...
Unless you're a landlord.
...who own the homes, right. If you're the landlord and they have a mortgage payment and they're relying on the rent payment to make the mortgage payment? Are you going to stop that, too? Okay, we'll stop that,
yeah.
too.
Okay. No, it goes further than that. On day 10, they're going to owe all of that rent.
Yeah.
But there's no provisions on repayment.
Right, and the real absurdity is, while nobody out in the streets getting paid, all of the legislators are able to belly up to the bar and get their almost $100,000 a year, $7,000-$8,000 a year, and their per diem check. They're all getting paid. So while people can't make a living, The people who say they can't make a living are still getting paid.
It's a bit tough, but you know this here with the liquor store owners and the bars and the restaurants. I mean, poke me in the eye with a rusty nail. That's tough for them. It's tough, but look, that's the reality that we are dealing with. And you know, you asked if they've been talking to their legislators. Yeah, they have been trying to. And you know what responses they've been getting?
Crickets.
Zero. Nothing. Yeah. Nobody has been.
We talk about, you know, California being such a bad state and all that stuff, or we kind of like put that on it. But the reality is this is probably happening in many other states as well.
Challenging is the word. And it comes to light because it's happening in a state known for occasional absurdity.
Yeah. And the question here is, and I think that California has been leading the nation in the clampdowns on the state level against businesses making a close down, where other states have been a little more flexible in leaving folks open. But then you got the flip side. The flip side is, and have those contracting coronavirus or death due to the coronavirus. Well, right now, this is Todd's take on it. Right now, I don't know that I trust any one statistic. This is one of those things that 5 years from now, when we look back on it, I might trust those statistics more than I trust anything coming out right now, because everything is so subjective.
Because if the political cartoon says, here's the good news, deaths from pneumonia, heart attack, and other causes have gone way down.
Well, let me just say something from that was said by a Buffalo, New Yorker. They now have imposed, New York has imposed a 14-day quarantine on anybody coming into the state, right? And somebody tried to violate that quarantine by going and looking at properties. And one of the property owners said, look, I'm not going to allow you to talk to me about this. You have not experienced mass graves like we have in New York for COVID.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. And so, I mean, with that said, it's like that's a statement that makes you be quiet because we haven't.
It's sobering. It's sobering. And folks, we are 30 minutes away from the end of this 3 hours. We're in the home stretch. You've been listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or online. We appreciate you being here. If you want to call in, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We got a half hour to go. Look forward to hearing from you if you want to participate.
Much more coming up here on Radio Law Talk, including quick takes at the end of this hour. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
In Nevada, the Trump campaign filed a lawsuit this week seeking images of the signatures of every registered voter in Democratic-leaning Clark County, a potential first step towards challenging individual votes on grounds that the signed ballots don't match the signatures on file. In Texas, Republican office holders and candidates sued this week to have more than 100,000 votes invalidated. The GOP has asked a judge to declare illegal. And the United States passed 9 million COVID-19 cases on Friday. Nearly 230,000 Americans have died since the pandemic began. A fall surge in infections has the number of cases rising in all but three states. The governors of New York and New Jersey are asking residents to take the proper precautions, wearing masks, maintaining social distance, and avoiding unnecessary holiday travel. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. Oh, so now the computer works. Fred's not dead. He's on assignment. But I want to say, it's the ghost
very
of Fred. If you are going to play anything that does not mention Fred Penny, I can't do that, Cal. You're not mentioning Fred, Cal.
I don't like the input-output device, Cal.
Yes, I'm not happy with that, Cal.
Give me a new sound card.
Yeah, Cal, you know what you really need to do? Cal, you need to have the hosts go over disclaimers. All right, that sounds like a good idea because, folks, anything you hear on Radio Law Talk, all right, this is for entertainment purposes. We're not giving legal advice. You would not want to take what we say and go into court and say, well, you know, Your Honor, the prosecution cited Fishbein versus Arizona, which, persuasive as it is, on Radio Law Talk, Denise and Todd and Cal and Fred said, no, just don't do that.
Please.
Okay?
Yeah, please.
So we're not giving legal advice. The only time you can use the stuff that we say really to try to be somewhat persuasive is if you're having a conversation with family or coworkers around the water cooler, well, socially distanced around the water cooler, the virtual water cooler. Yeah, you can go ahead and reference us there, but we are not a legal authority for you. If you have a legal issue, please seek counsel that can talk to you, and you can take advantage of the attorney-client privilege and talk to you about your specific legal issue. And also, do not take do not read anything into the fact that we chose to give the disclaimers shortly before we go over this next story.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Look, there are no shortage of strange and nefarious actors out there, and one of them was accused and just was convicted at trial, and his name is Keith Raniere. He was the leader of the sex cult. Because there's a prescription drug out there. Yeah. You know, they're going, oh, good heavens, could they have
picked? Yeah, right.
You know, but so anyway, so Keith Raniere was sentenced to several, or was convicted of several counts involving sexual offenses, sex trafficking, and essentially what happened was he pitched his organization as a movement of empowerment for young people, especially women. He was able to hook up with some pretty high-profile individuals. They had some money backing, and also some celebrities. There was the celebrity who was on Smallville. I want to say her last name was Mac. She was an actress on Smallville, and she was... she was charged. I think she's still awaiting trial, but she's been accused of grooming people.
Call her a B-list celebrity.
Yes, yeah, trying to get them into this group. And look, Raniere had no shortage of people that were accusing him of nefarious conduct, as well as people that were supporting him, saying he has been wrongfully accused. And the fact is, though, that a jury of his peers, 12 people, decided, no, we believe beyond a reasonable doubt that you have committed these crimes. So he now
and the crimes are sex trafficking.
Exactly.
There was he had sexual affairs with children. He had forced abortions on women. I mean, it was a lot.
This is a guy, apparently, according to evidence presented, was basically out of control, sexually speaking.
He was. And, you know, for me, look, I, as a criminal defense attorney and as a lawyer, look, there are people that can make allegations on either side of an issue. I've defended people who, you know, I knew didn't do what they say they had done, and I was amazed at the number of people that wanted to line up and accuse them of terrible conduct, and you just know this person didn't do that. And I see that back and forth, but for this one here, the linchpin for me was when the evidence came out that some of these women that had made these accusations had also been physically branded, like you brand cattle, had been physically branded with his initials on parts of their body. And at that point, it was like, okay.
Yeah, we're not talking about any numbing cream or anything. No. We're talking about the physical pain was part of the process.
And according to the little synopsis that I read, that process alone was done in a torturous environment that took about a half an hour to complete.
Yes, it just
so it's just awful.
Terrible conduct. Well, this man came up for sentencing recently, and I believe it was in New York. He was being sentenced. And folks, just for this, a background, what happens is criminal trials are usually bifurcated, split into two phases. One is the guilt or innocence. The jury decides whether or not they're guilty, right? And then with the exception of death penalty cases where a jury, for the most part, has to decide whether or not to impose the death penalty, the sentencing phase takes over, and that's usually the judge that heard the case for trial determines what the appropriate sentence should be for the defendant. Now, you know, when it gets to the sentencing phase, whether you admit it or not, you have already been determined to be legally guilty of the crime.
The ship has already sailed, right?
You are no longer of the class of individuals that is innocent until proven guilty of that crime. No, you have been proven guilty. And so it's all about the appropriate sentence. And if you understand that as a defendant, it can help you as you go through the sentencing process to try to put yourself in the best light to get the sentence that you feel was appropriate for the crimes for which you were convicted. Mr. Rainier's lawyer was arguing vociferously that he should get 20 years. He's 60 years old, and he should be sentenced to 20 years, which would be an appropriate sentence given the conduct and a man of his age. And maybe that argument was working right up until the time that Mr. Rainier was given an opportunity to speak.
Oh, boy.
At which point he said, and I quote, "I am deeply sorry and see that where I am is caused by me. I am deeply remorseful and repentant. It is true I am not remorseful over the crimes I do not believe I have committed at all.
Oh, boy.
But I am deeply remorseful for all of the pain. Your Honor, I didn't do it.
But I'm sorry somebody got hurt.
But I'm sorry." And you could just see the lawyer sitting there going, "There ain't,
shut up.
There ain't enough. Really? Seriously, dude? Really? Have you not seen what I've been doing for the last 3 days in the sentencing hearing? There is not enough lipstick for you to put on this pig. And then you go and say that. And what did the judge do?" Defense was seeking 20 years, right? Yeah, the judge added about...
That was the recommendation, actually.
Yeah, and the judge added about... The judge added 100 years to that 20-year sentence.
Good for that,
and
judge.
And sentenced this 60-year-old individual to 120 years.
So that, but he'll get out in good behavior with 15% off of his time.
Oh, yes.
Only 60.
Yeah, he'll get 15% off, so he'll be out in a paltry 103 years.
They'll roll his bones out on a cart in 103 years.
Well, you know, his followers are like, "It'll happen because he told us he'll live forever." Oh, whatever. I just, you know, sometimes people are their own worst enemy. Really, you had to say that. You couldn't say, "I am so sorry." You couldn't just take one for the team, which, by the way, is you.
And by the way, remorse, I think, I've been in a lot of courtrooms as a news guy. Remorse plays well with juries. And occasionally judges who don't sit back and go, "Oh, here we go." But juries like to hear and see remorse from someone who's been convicted. Don't they, Denise?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I was watching a documentary on the Golden State Killer last night, and that's one that shows you a person who has absolutely no remorse.
Right, just a cold
guy. Just cold, just nothing there. And, you know, if, in the face of his victims that... It was tragedy what they had suffered from.
Absolutely.
And he had no remorse, none.
And that, well, look,
don't get it.
With those folks, I mean, that is sometimes, when I say those folks, people that commit those crimes, if they're truly psychopathic, that is clinically, they have an inability to feel that remorse. I'm kind of getting off on a tangent here, but do you remember the BTK?
Find, torture, and kill, Kansas.
Yes. And I remember he was giving his statement at sentencing, and he was matter-of-factly going through what he had done with no more empathy or remorse than it would be if he were reading off the steps of a recipe to make a cake.
Right.
And it was just like you looked at that and you thought, I don't know that at this point for this guy it's a choice. He just doesn't have the gene that allows him to feel it. And if he did, it's gone now.
And then I always wonder about McVeigh, because McVeigh would not appeal his conviction and his death sentence. He refused to. He was ready to go be put to death.
Yeah.
And I wondered if that was his way of showing remorse. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I don't
We'd
know.
Like to think so, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, I think that makes us feel he's a human.
Remorse comes in all different shapes and sizes, but getting back to Mr. Rainier, it didn't come in. Maybe it was fun-sized remorse. I don't know. All right, we're coming up to our final segment. Don't go away, folks. We'll be back after these messages.
And fun-sized remorse. Available at a store near you. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Boys are weird.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're in the home stretch here on Radio Law Talk. Todd Kinnon sitting in for Fred Penny, Denise Dirks here, and Cal Hunter. You know, if I were to ask this question, as we have an election coming up in, what, 4 days, 5 days, on the 3rd of November, and if I said, are we selecting a president with this election, how many hands would be raised? Would you raise your hand, Denise?
You mean to answer the question?
To answer the question, are we selecting a president with the vote this Tuesday, November 3rd?
We're helping to.
We're helping to, but we are not selecting a president. I want to read to you here, for those of you that have heard the Electoral College, I just want to read to you a little timeline of events. In the spring and summer of 2020, the nomination of electors, each state nominated specific electors, those are individuals that will go to a later convention and cast votes for the president, who should be the president of the United States, depending on how the individual state vote went. So the selection of electors took place in the spring and summer. On November 3rd, 2020. Election Day, the voters of each state will select their presidential electors who is going to vote for whom at the Electoral College Convention. On December 8th, that's the deadline for resolving any election disputes as it relates to the electors. On December 14th, 2020, there will be a meeting of electors, and that will begin the ballot process of electors. These are votes cast for who should be the President of the United States. On December 23rd, that's the deadline for the receipt of the ballots by the electors from each state. The votes will then be counted on the 6th of January. Those are the Electoral College ballots where the victor, the individual that received the most Electoral College votes, will be announced, and that person will be sworn in on January 20th, 2021, which is Inauguration Day, as the President of the United States. That, what we are doing in November, in about 4 days, is selecting the voting for the electors that will go and cast votes on behalf of each state. And folks, this comes right out of the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution says, I believe, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 in the Constitution empowers each state's legislature to determine the manner by which the state's electors are chosen. Now,
so states have to send them.
And states get to determine the manner in which they're chosen. Now, Denise, we have heard, not just this past week, but on a couple of occasions in this election cycle, there have been challenges to the procedure by which ballots are cast and when they'll be counted and how long after or before the third. We've heard those, and those have gone up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and almost in every one, the Supreme Court has said, what? It's up to the state, right?
Well, yeah, that's the overriding idea. But the Electoral College itself is maybe antiquated, quite honestly. When it was brought into being, there was a lot of play because our forefathers were afraid of the executive, a very strong executive, because a lot of them came from monarchies, right?
And rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also were a little distrustful of the legislature because they also had that type. And so much even into the court system, because there used to be debtors, prisons, and that type of stuff. So they were kind of, you know, looking for a way. And there was also this huge belief that the public at large, who would be the voters, would be uninformed. They would not be that necessarily that smart.
So like our electorate now, you mean?
No, well, it could be. I mean, but one of the things they presumed, too, was that there was going to be a lot of political parties. And that has never really transpired. And then they also thought initially that the electors would be able to vote individually on their own choices. And they did not anticipate the states making laws as to how the electors have to vote.
Right. Because, in fact, electors are generally selected by political party.
That's right. And so here we are, you know, with a lot of changes to what the Electoral College initially did, or what the thought was behind it. There was also a huge compromise related to slavery. I'm not going to talk about that right now, but there was a huge, you know,
compromise. Well, the three-fifths vote thing was an important deal.
Yeah.
Because it actually gave a little bit of power to black voters who did not have any at all, and the Electoral College, in a way, tried to fudge that and make it so they'd have a little power.
Yeah, three-fifths of a person was what they were counted. And then the actual idea behind the Electoral College is if it failed, then it is actually the president would be decided by the House of Representatives.
That's correct.
So that was their protective stance on all of this. What our vote does and what November 3rd is going to do is determine popular vote. It's going to determine the popular vote for the most part. We don't know exactly how the votes are going to get counted, which ones are going to get thrown out because it's going to be unconstitutional as to the state of how they were done, or the U.S. Supreme Court comes down and says, hey, this was not done by the state or the state official. It was decided by a governor or something to that effect that may not be exactly how the manner of which is supposed to be chosen.
When you say popular vote for what? Popular vote for who should be president or popular vote for who should be the elector from each state?
I think it is a popular vote for president.
Okay, and here's the thing. Our president is not selected by popular vote.
I understand. I'm not saying.
And the Constitution doesn't say. And yet, if you poll the average voter, they would say, well, whoever wins the popular vote should be president.
Right. And the founders said, we want to avoid the tyranny of the majority.
See,
in other words, they wanted smaller states to have a say as well. We haven't talked about that part. That was a real critical part of the Electoral College.
Well, yeah. Yes. The critical part, too, was the fact that they didn't want there not to be a majority. Right? They wanted there to be a majority that selected the president.
Exactly right. Yes.
And now we are faced with times where... it could happen that we have a president that's not based on the majority as well.
Well, we have a couple of issues here. One of them is, at the time that the Electoral College was created, there was not the technological means by which you could have a popular vote nationwide and get all the results on the same day. I mean, last week we talked about how it took 2 weeks for some states to even find out that Lincoln had been assassinated.
Right.
And that was 100 years or so after this. So there was a thing about they wanted to make sure that there would be one event on one day, and at the end of that event, they would know who the executive branch leader was. And doing that by a popular vote wasn't feasible. Now, I would say... we don't have that limitation today. I don't really think that we do, because you can, for the most part, get it. But I thought that before this happened, and then we have votes that might be coming in, whatever. So the idea here was, let's have one convention where people can cast their votes, we can count them, we can know at the end of one day. The other issue that they had was something you touched on, Denise, which was, if you dilute the number of candidates... technically, one person could win. Let's say you had five candidates, right?
Yeah.
And let's say five candidates and everybody splits the vote closely to, 20% of the vote, right? But one guy gets 22%, two other people get 19%. The guy with 22% of all votes cast ends up being the president. And they feared, because this idea about the executive branch was kind of a new thing, and the founding fathers feared that if that was the case, then the general public would not have any legitimacy or lend any credence to who the executive officer was.
Right.
And they wanted it to be a legitimate office.
But, fair enough, under the founder's vision, that number two voter would have been the vice president. And that proved to be so contentious that that was changed later on.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with our Electoral College, and that's what we're doing. And the whole purpose of this is that's what we're doing on Tuesday, is selecting the electors by state. We're not voting for the president as a popular vote, as if it meant that that would be the president. We are selecting our electors so that what happens in December and January can be the selection of the president.
Darn it. I wanted to get into the U.S. Supreme Court cases, because there's a theme to all of these cases with the ballots and the voting and the curbside voting and all that, and that is the state controls. State laws control. They get to interpret their own statutes, their own laws, and federal courts need to stay out of it.
Yeah. How about this? Now it's time for a quick take. There's Denise Dirks' quick take right there. Boom. Just like that.
I said it before. The state laws control, and the states get to interpret their statutes, their Constitution, and federal courts stay the heck out of our voting.
Mr. Kuhner, what is your quick take today?
In honor of Halloween candy, I think quick takes should be changed to fun size takes, and that's all I'm saying.
And that's all we're saying for this week. Radio Law Talk will be back next week at our regular time and regular place. Until then, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.